Hey, this is Some Guy.
This is the Bugman.
And we're currently registered for the Podcast Awards at podcastawards.com. If you guys would like to nominate us, just go to the website, register, and you can nominate us for the Comedy Show of the Year.
That's right. We need your nomination vote. We appreciate you being here, and we can't do it without you.
Yeah. Enjoy the show. Hello and welcome. This is Some Guy and the Bugman. Figure things out. I'm Some Guy.
I'm the Bugman.
All right. I've got a question for us again today.
Oh, okay.
All right. So, I've been thinking about purchasing a new item for my home.
Something
I've never purchased before.
Okay.
I've always wanted to, but I'm conflicted about this particular item because I don't know who it's going to offend.
Well, that's very responsible of you, yeah, Some Guy.
I think so. So, it's toilet paper with somebody's face on it.
Huh.
Okay. Here's my question.
Okay. All right.
And this is my dilemma of whether or not I purchase.
Okay.
Is it disrespectful or respectful to have someone's face on your toilet paper? Because I think an argument can be made for both sides, which is why I don't want to disrespect anyone. I only want to show the greatest respect.
Right. For everyone.
And I don't know. I'm considering a toilet paper purchase that would show respect to someone, but I also wouldn't want them to be offended by the use of said toilet paper.
Okay. Well, I know how I feel about it, but let's turn this. Okay. Instead, maybe this is too up close and personal. Mm-hmm. Maybe instead of faces, we put the Some Guy and the Bugman Figure Things Out logo on some toilet paper.
Sure. As a stand in for a face.
As a stand in for a face.
We can throw ourselves under the bus. Everybody can watch.
Would we be willing to sell that?
Oof. that makes it a little different. That's different. Puts me in the me and you both in the driver's seat there, right, of the toilet paper.
Like, we've created this thing, mm-hmm, for good or bad,
mm-hmm,
and somebody shows up like, look what I got here, and they're on their way to the back room.
So what makes it disrespectful?
Well, okay.
Because I think that's everyone's assumption, is that it's disrespectful. What makes it disrespectful?
Well, what makes it disrespectful is for the use. But the thing is, where I come at it from is, if I'm washing my hands,
mm-hmm,
and I get done and reach up to a towel, and it's, okay, we're assuming it's not a time-traveling decorative towel. This is just a regular decorative towel.
Correct.
But it has Some Guy in the Bugman Figure Things Out on the towel. I'm like, oh, sweet. This is a, drying off my hands on a special
towel.
That's not too bad. So, mm-hmm, why is it, if I use it for one thing,
mm-hmm,
maybe it seems disrespectful, and the other,
So
maybe it's...
Well, why else would somebody think it's disrespectful, though? Because this is what I'm trying to wrap my head around. Like, I get the... Okay, fine. I'll give you the main use.
The low-hanging fruit there.
Yes, the low-hanging fruit, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna use it when, mm-hmm, you use the toilet, okay?
I guess so.
But
yeah.
What else makes it disrespectful?
I guess if you get a picture, it's, mm-hmm, supposed to go on a canvas,
mm-hmm,
or in a frame, and you're displaying my face or my logo...
On toilet paper.
On toilet paper.
And maybe that's not the... That's not a respectful material.
Right. It's not, yeah, it's not that what you're going to do with it. Maybe it is. It is.
You couldn't display it in the Louvre next to, like, Mona Lisa or something, like your face on the toilet paper or something. That's not art enough.
Yeah.
You know.
So is it,
Well, here's the respectful side of this.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the respectful side. Think about this.
Okay.
If I purchase toilet paper,
mm-hmm,
with someone's face on it, or even if somebody purchases toilet paper with our, with the logo of the podcast, mm-hmm, or even our faces on the toilet paper.
Right.
At that point,
mm-hmm,
I have more pictures of that person's face, more of their image in my home than any other image I own.
Right. Right. That's true.
And not only do I have one roll of it, I would imagine you buying...
Like a 6 or 9,
yes,
or
a 6
whatever.
Or 9 pack or something like that. And so you have thousands of photos
literally,
of this person in your home.
Yeah.
How is that not flattering?
And that's something like you could put...
I mean, I would appreciate that. If I walked into somebody's home and they had rolls of toilet paper with my face on it, I'd be like, the use is... I don't want to be there for that, but the pictures...
Right.
Everything is
well, and
on
that's
point
something
with this.
That you have to look at. Like, if I've got a picture in my bedroom,
yeah,
you're most likely not going to see it. But mm-hmm. if I have a picture in the bathroom, everybody's going to see it.
Yeah.
Literally okay. everyone will have
think
to see
this.
It.
Think about this. All right. So on a lot of folks with a desk job.
Yeah.
I've got mm-hmm. I've got a desk job, yeah, and I have a picture on my desk
yep.
of the first time that my now wife and I celebrated her birthday.
Oh, okay.
When we were teenagers, we celebrated her birthday at some like laser tag place. I have a picture on my desk of that.
Yeah.
Now, would it diminish... Does it diminish the sentimental value of the picture if the picture is printed onto toilet paper and it's still sitting on my desk in my office?
To be honest, I really don't think so.
Okay, so then what's the problem with me buying a roll of toilet paper
yeah.
with your face on it or right. my face on it?
Right.
Or somebody buying that and then setting it on their desk at work and just having the roll of toilet paper there. It's still a picture of my
face. It's
still
a picture. It's still
like
a
lot of
pictures.
Like if my wife wanted to do this,
yeah.
or if I wanted to do this for somebody I enjoyed.
Right.
Like my wife.
Right.
And have her face on toilet paper. Right. Just set it on my desk.
Right. And not in...
Not using
a different room.
Just setting it on my
desk.
Or anybody.
Seems fine to me.
I think it's perfectly respectful because we... Look, yep. it's still... At that point, it's just a picture. It's just the canvas
just
that
picture.
I chose.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, what's the difference between painting it on the wall as a
this.
Mural?
Think about this.
Mural?
If you have... Muriel. Okay, if I have one picture in a frame...
Right.
I would almost say that's disrespectful.
Yep.
You have right. one picture on a frame, and right. that's all you have. You can't share that.
Right.
If you want to share that with somebody, you say, well, you can right. take a picture of it on your phone...
Right.
...and then take that with you. But see, if I have a roll...
Yeah.
Think about this.
Yeah.
If I have a roll of pictures...
Yeah.
...of my beautiful wife...
Exactly.
...on toilet paper...
Exactly.
...then I can tear off... One ply
one.
Of that.
One.
And if somebody is enjoying the picture, I can say, you know
Here
what?
Here you go.
Here you are.
Here you are.
Here you are. Or if somebody is thinking, like if I have a musician,
yep.
their mm-hmm. face is some
yep.
unknown musician,
yep.
and they're like, who is that? And yep. I'm saying, you know what? Take
Here.
This roll.
Take
On
it.
The back of every
yeah.
ply or whatever square mm-hmm. of toilet paper is their Spotify information.
Wow.
This is now an advertising scheme.
You know what? You know what would be... Okay, so say I'm into, I don't know what, the Dave Matthews Band.
Sure.
I don't just... Something I couldn't think of anything.
Right. No one's into that, but yes.
Yeah, so say that. And you had Dave Matthews printed on toilet paper and then went and toilet papered my house. I would be honored.
Yes.
I would be honored because the thing that I love is now just scattered everywhere,
yeah,
all over my house.
Exactly. Unless it was Dave Matthews who threw his own toilet paper at your house.
Well, maybe that's the highest honor.
Maybe so. He has decorated you as the number one
yeah,
fan.
You are my number one fan.
Wow.
Now,
this okay, so then think about that. Is it even vandalism anymore?
Is
if
it,
you TP
yeah,
someone's
right,
house
right.
with toilet paper that has their face on the toilet paper.
Yeah, it's not.
Is it vandalism?
No, it's just...
I don't think so.
Say, okay, so say I put my face on toilet paper and mm-hmm. then put my face on toilet paper all over my house.
Yes.
I've claimed it.
Yeah.
I've said, look at my beauty.
And you know, you may not want to do that because your neighbors would think... That guy has toilet paper on, like he's got his picture
yep.
on toilet paper,
mm-hmm.
and then he covered his own house in that
vanity.
Like, what an egotistical
yeah.
jerk!
It's vain.
He put,
you're right.
He put like he thought so much of himself. He
right.
covered toilet paper with his face,
you're totally
and then he
right.
and then he TP'd his own house just so he could look at his own face on toilet paper.
Yeah,
more.
You're totally right.
Like, see, now this isn't. I'm not even sure if it's not disrespectful because it's so rude to other people.
Yeah,
what kind mm-hmm. of ego must you have
right.
to put your face on toilet paper?
Mm.
And then try and pass it out to people.
But it would be a good Christmas gift if I put your face on your
on
toilet.
On my toilet
On
paper.
Your toilet. So that would be different.
Yeah, it would.
You know,
do now, I get to pick the picture?
No.
You
I
get,
mean, it's,
you're,
it, I, it's you're my gift to
no,
you.
That's fair enough.
So it's my choice.
Let's make sure the picture's good.
You know, now that we're talking about that, and I know we're almost out of time. Real quick, though.
Well.
To be honest, you've been to my house.
Yeah, I have.
Several times.
Yeah.
I feel kind
nice
of
house.
Bad that I've never asked you the preference of toilet paper that you like.
Oh.
And I think that I've asked you what kind of soda you like to drink.
Well, I've suffered, but it's been all right, you know. I've made it.
Why is that? I'm sorry. I'm sorry that no. I've never asked you your preference.
You know, I mean, here we are sitting in my home and I've never asked you.
We need to change that.
This needs to be, I think it needs to be more of a first introduction sort of thing.
Right.
Hi, my name is some guy. Mm-hmm. What kind of toilet paper do you like?
Yeah, right. And you know what?
And do you prefer a face?
Exactly. What face do you prefer?
Yeah. And
I think that's totally valid. Totally valid.
Why isn't this considered polite conversation? You're only looking out for their preferences.
I think so. Like you said, what kind of drink do you like? What kind of bread do you? Exactly. I mean, why not?
Yeah. Well, how do you take your coffee? That's not a rude question.
That's not.
How do you take your toilet paper?
Yeah. Right.
I have a wide range of rolls in my closet.
I need to. I'm going to now. I'm going to make an order right now with several different faces, several different plies,
yes,
several different brands, just so that I can make my guests comfortable.
Yes.
That's what it should be about.
Okay. I think we figured this
one out. We figured it out.
Is it respectful? I believe it is because it is respectful so long as that person wants their face on the toilet paper. And yeah. I think there are other reasons why.
Yeah.
And then also, let's be more respectful to each other just outside of putting your face on your toilet paper or my toilet paper.
That's right.
Instead, why don't we just be more respectful in caring about each other's preferences for toilet paper right off the bat?
Right off the bat.
Listen, I think this is the key to a more polite and caring society.
Yeah, yeah. We all got to live together. Yeah. We all are doing the same things in the bathroom. So why do we have to hide our toilet paper preference?
Yeah.
Face or no face, Charmin, Continental, whatever, you know?
Let's unite.
Let's unite.
And be one voice.
One voice for toilet paper.
And the world.
And the world. I'm totally for it.
All right, folks. I think we figured this one out. If you are considering purchasing toilet paper with someone's face or your own face on it, or you know, you're trying to make sure your guests are well taken care of when they visit, then I think this is the podcast for you. If you know of anybody else who also maybe needs advice on this particular matter, send them our way, because we've lined it out.
We've covered
There's not much left there, if anything at all. I really think that this
we've wiped is the this one clean.
Yes, to in so many words, yes, we have. All right, folks, that's it for us today. This is Some Guy and the Bugman Figure Things Out. Yep. I'm Some Guy.
I'm the Bugman.
All right.
All right.